You want me to ask the questions of you? I'll be happy. Shaq, that was cool. I think anybody that grew up playing basketball in the 90s idolized Shaq. So it was pretty neat meeting him and seeing somebody that's bigger than me in person.
Was he a lot of fun? He looks like
yeah, he's a really nice guy. Yeah, off the court, he's got a really fun, good-natured personality. I mean, I didn't spend that much time with him, but you can pick up on that pretty quickly.
Well, what did you think of yesterday, last night? Never at a higher pitch
yeah.
in our lifetimes.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought he was adding to my comments there. being downtown at the baseball game last night was really cool. I got a chance to go to the World Series game, and it was an electric atmosphere for sure. The fans were pretty juiced up. It was awesome, and it kind of brings me hope that when we turn this thing around here, it's going to be on an even bigger level.
Now, you were shown on the video of the Cavs game, so you weren't at both.
I wasn't at the Cavs game. Maybe that was an impersonator. I didn't see that video.
He came out on Monday and emphatically stated, we are not going to trade Joe Thomas. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it feels good to be loved. I'm hoping that they stick to their word on that, obviously. I really want to be here, and it's important for me to be part of the turnaround.
Joe, why is that? I mean, I know you've been here for almost a decade, but you know, I mean, everything that you've been through professionally and even personally, you know, with this team, I mean, a lot of guys will be looking for the nearest lifeboat. And you want to see this through. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm a goal setter and a guy that's very goal oriented and. To me, doing the things that you set out to do and that you say you're going to do is important. And so when I first got here, my goal and my mission was kind of always to make the playoffs and to help be part of turning the Browns into a consistent winner and kind of turning the franchise's fortunes around. And we haven't done that yet. And so to me, that means that my mission is not yet complete here. And so I still want to be part of it. And I really respect the coaching staff. I think Jimmy got it right by hiring Hugh and his staff, and I think Sashi and the guys upstairs are doing a great job. So I think all the pieces are here. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
When you said, I hope he's right, is there a small part of you that knows there's no surprising anymore in the NFL?
Yeah, there's no surprises in the NFL. So you always have to be ready and be able to roll with any punches that you're given, but you know, I wouldn't expect to be traded, obviously, but it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world because that's the way the NFL goes. We're commodities in this business, and we get traded just like stocks and bonds. So it's just part of what you have to accept when you become an NFL player.
So will the next 6 days be nervous for you or?
No, I think I've had the experience of living through it a number of times already, so it's not going to be anything new to me. And it's not anything that I can control, so it's not something that I would worry about. I think my years in the NFL has taught me to control the things that you can control and don't stress about something that's out of your control because it'll make you crazy.
Joe, last year at this time, were you at all being kept abreast by Peter Schaefer? I heard this, I heard that. Was it after the fact that you got everything cleared?
Well, I think some of the details kind of maybe came out after the fact. Whether they were true details or not, I'm not sure. But the story that, you know, you get after the fact is usually closest to what the reality is. I think there had been rumors going up to the trade deadline last year that Denver was interested. So I'd heard those same rumors. Now, I didn't know to what level that was true or what level it was just sort of a rumor or not. But like I said, I don't try to focus on it too much because I got enough things to worry about during the season.
So when you see other guys, though, like, you know, T.J. Ward and these guys that go on and they end up with a Super Bowl ring, they win, do you not want to have that in your career?
I do, and I want to have it in Cleveland.
These last couple of weeks, you've not been able to practice, or you've at least been held back to rest and rehab and everything. How are you physically, and are you going to be able to practice this week, or are you still going to stay on that same regimen?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel good. Happy to be here. I think I probably won't practice today or tomorrow because that program has been working, and so until anything changes, that's going to be the program going forward.
Joe, what's your sense of how close it did come last year to you being traded to Denver?
My sense is that it was close. I don't know how serious either side was in really making a deal happen. I heard they were a few picks apart. I guess I'm not sure on the details exactly. Mary Kay could probably fill you in better than I could. But it sounded like it was close as far as the offers from both sides. But, you know, sometimes in those situations, I think one team may offer with the thought in the back of their mind that it's not really going to happen. And until they really decide on whatever an agreement is, it's really not close until it's done.
Do you worry that, you know, you only have so many years and snaps left in you physically? I mean, that's just the reality. It's, at some point, it comes to an end for everyone, no matter who you are. But with where the team is right now and how far it is to get where you want to go, do you worry that you might not even get there in your career? Mm-hmm. That, you know, you mm-hmm. might hang them up, and then next year is the year that it mm-hmm. that it mm-hmm. breaks through. Is that mm-hmm. something you worry about? Or?
Well, in football, we're not really guaranteed even the next play because it's such a violent sport that it can be taken away from you at any moment. And I think you kind of accept that early on. So it's hard to ever really know when your career is going to be over. And it's, like I said, it's not something that you can worry about or try to count or plan on because you really don't know. I mean, you could play like Peyton Manning or one of these guys that plays 18 years, or it could be done tomorrow. So you can't worry about that. In hindsight, I'm sure you'll have a better answer. And you say, I wish I could have done this or that, but when you're living the reality of it, you just don't know when it's going to end.
Joe, you obviously said what he said to us publicly the other day. Did he or anybody else in the organization kind of reach out to you and address it with you?
Not really, because it's something that seems to happen every year. I know that Hughes knew this year, but when you're a good older player on a team that's not winning a lot, your name's naturally going to be tied to trade talks. It happens across the league every year, and you know, this year is no different. Whether there's actually substantive people that are calling and asking about it, and whether the Browns are calling, I have no idea. But all it takes is somebody, a fan or somebody in the media, to connect the dots, and it's an easy story, and that's the NFL.
Hey, Joe, we talked to Josh earlier. It seems like he's getting closer to playing. What kind of boost would that be for you guys?
I think it'd be a huge boost. He's obviously played very well when he's been in there for us the last couple of years, and to be able to have him back would be awesome, since the guys that are healthy right now at quarterback don't have nearly the experience that Josh does.
Would you say that, you know, you and Annie are so sort of entrenched in the community? Is that a factor, too, that you're just kind of turning into Mr. Cleveland a little bit?
Well, certainly we feel like we're Clevelanders. We've spent the majority of our adult life here. I mean, a third of our living life, if that's not redundant, was here. So, I mean, just like anybody, just because you weren't born somewhere doesn't mean you don't feel like you are associated with that city. So we've been here a long time, and we feel like we've got some pretty deep roots here, and there's no reason to want to leave. Yeah, I mean, we definitely like the Cavs and the Indians. They're our favorite pro sports teams. I'd be lying if I said I was a giant baseball or basketball fan because we just have so many other things going on, including football. But, yeah, we definitely are Indians and Cavs fans.
The record, to change the subject a little, the record is what it is. And people naturally look at schedules. The Jets have had their struggles, and they say, okay, this is the week the Browns get in and, you know, get their first win. You guys...
Well, we certainly hope we win this week. That's certainly the plan. I don't know if we really look too much at records, just because the NFL has so much parity that even the Browns at 0-7 have given a lot of teams really good games so far. So you need to be prepared every week to get your best from every team, and you can't really ever look at the records, because it's not like college football when you play a 2-7 team or a 2-5 or whatever, you know you're going to whoop them because there's just such a disparity in talent and scheme and fundamentals. But in the NFL, it's fairly equal across the board.